Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing ahead with plans to change basic laws in order to define Israel as the home of the Jewish people alone. Netanyahu said in a weekly cabinet meeting that he intends to spearhead the legislation that will enshrine the new Israeli status. He said the move is, quote, vital at a time when Israel's legitimacy is under constant and increasing assault from abroad and at home. The prime minister added that although all people are equally treated in Israel, it primarily remains a place of Jews and of no other people. Netanyahu proposed the change last week, drawing fierce criticism from his political rivals, including Justice Minister Tzipi Livni. A spokesman for Livni has said the initiative infringes the basis of Israel's existence. Well, James Morris joins us now on the line from Los Angeles to give us more on that story. Mr. Morris, welcome to the program. Let's jump right in. I'd like to get your thoughts and opinions about the recent statements made by Benjamin Netanyahu.
Thank you for having me back on Press TV again. Yes, his comments are just more evidence that Israel is a Jewish supremacist, racist, apartheid state. I mean, you have a situation where what Netanyahu is apparently trying to do is follow the Likudnik plan of Oda Genon, the strategy for Israel in the 1980s, and that's what the war in Iraq was based on. That's what we see what's happening in Syria, that was based on there in terms of civil war and trying to cut off support for the Palestinians. And what he's trying to do is set up the conditions so the Palestinians don't have the right of return. Because if he calls Israel a Jewish-only state, and that's on the record, as far as he's concerned, he doesn't have to allow any Palestinians back into Israel and even the West Bank, that Israel is basically, you know, conducting ethnic cleansing with, and off with the settlement building against international law and all that. But you have to go back to also when he comments about Israel being a Jewish state. There's actually a safe Jewish homeland, you can call it that, actually, in Azerbaijan, that was established in 1931 in Russia. So to use Israel as a basis, that's the only Jewish homeland, that's not technically correct. Of course, this isn't talked about in U.S. media. Israel is also actually already an apartheid state when you think about it. I mean, they've got a permit system that limits Palestinians coming over from the West Bank into Israel. They basically, they're Palestinians that were displaced off their land in 1948. I think there's like 90,000 Arabs that live in 176 unrecognized villages inside of Israel proper. They don't have the same rights that Israelis get with regard to water and education, health care, and even in elections. They're basically second-class citizens. It's just like what Desmond Tutu had said from South Africa, the Reverend Desmond Tutu. He'd said that Israel is actually worse than apartheid South Africa. And we saw recently here in the U.S. with the Jewish supremacist, racist Donald Sterling, the owner of the NBA LA Clippers team, he was basically saying that, and you can see this at my ushijack.com blog, it's the latest post at the top there, in ushijack.com, and he was telling his assistant, mistress, whatever, in the latest tapes that came out, that the way Israel treats black Jews and blacks in Israel are like dogs. And we also saw how Ethiopian Jews, they were basically restricting their birth rate by 20%. Using forced birth control. So by all means, Israel's already an apartheid state, and it's just like what John Kerry had said privately, and he got a lot of flack from that in the Israel First U.S. media, the pro-Israel bias media, and the rest of the Israel lobby chimed in trying to suppress what he said. But the only solution to all of this is the BDS movement, the growing BDS movement that recognizes Israel as an apartheid state, and that, of course, is boycott, sanctions, and divestment. So, you know, the rest of the world can just look on here. But, you know, like I said, the neocon plan based on the Israeli Likudnik Oda Genon of transferring the Palestinians off into Jordan and surrounding countries, what the whole war agenda is with Iraq, Syria, and Iran on deck, if the Israel lobby can get away with that. And let's hope they don't. And let's hope they don't start World War III with Russia as well and Ukraine. Again, you can go to my ushijack.com blog for more.
Thank you very much, political commentator Mr. James Morris, joining us on the line from Los Angeles.